All right, guys, let's go ahead and talk into it. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and put it in there. But let me explain what y'all talking about being the villain, okay? See, the thing is about some of you guys out there in life and everything, sometimes life will throw you off kilter, okay? Sometimes the wind will throw you off your path. Sometimes things will happen in your life. Sometimes some doors will close. Sometimes doors will swing open. It does not matter what happens, okay? But what the important thing about being a man is being able to take advantage of circumstances and opportunities, guys. If you listen to that call, all I did was read his text message, but I showed in my mind how to take advantage of an opportunity. But because I bet on me, I gave him some more game to push the pendulum to get more sexual, because I heard the giggles. I heard what she was thinking about, not necessarily her mind, but I can see where all this stuff was going, okay? So let's get into this, okay? So what we want to do is we want to talk about, you know, building who you are as men, gentlemen. Let me bring in this call real quick. You know, we take phone calls. Guys, y'all want to call in. Y'all have the number. Let me bring this call in. 772, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, I got a question. I was listening to that whole interaction. That shit was fire.
Wait,
when
you
I
fix your phone?
Listening to you.
Okay, you fix your phone a little bit? Okay, when you listen to me, what? What's up?
You can hear me? Okay. Hello?
You sound far away now. No, bring it. Come closer. You're too far away. Come closer.
What about now?
Ah, it's perfect, sir. Okay, so when you listen to me, what? What's going on, brother?
When I listen to you talk about, like, pushing all your chips in, like, the center of the table and shit, I've always been, like, kind of struggled with, like, confidence in that way. Like, I've been trying to, like, pick up the game because, like, when I think about, like, wanting females in that way and, like, making sure, like, they know, like, all I saw in that interaction was him showing her, like, how much he really wanted her. Like, he showed
you missed it. No. It was showing her why she should fuck him. See, him, okay, if he wanted her, this is deep. Ready for this? If he wanted her, show her he wanted her, he would have been, what do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? What are you looking for in a relationship? What are your goals? What college? What is your political affiliation? So when you start interviewing and asking questions, you're technically saying to the woman, I really don't have anything going for me, so please accept me. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Versus him talking to her. So when he was talking to her and drawing out the smiles, the laughs, and the blushes, he was showing her, why me? This is why me, because this is what I'm going to do with you. I want you, when you're on vacation, when you have a good time, because you're going to be missing me. The reason why I want to take you out for ice cream in the range is because of what I want to do. I want to taste and see the flavor of the ice cream off your lips and the spoon. And she started talking about, well, what if you like the flavor? So she was already into that. He was talking about how he was showing how to shoot. I want to play a game with you, so whoever hits the most targets, the other person can cook. But let me tell you what, I like my steak medium well, meaning I'm cocky enough to say, I'm going to win this shit. You're going to be cooking for me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you're talking to them, you're showing them why you. But when you're asking them a million questions, you're trying to prove why me. Why please pick me. Please choose me. Did I prove myself enough for you to give me some scraps type shit? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, so it's like creating that mental environment, like, that, like, this is the things, like, I want you to do for me. This is the things that, like, I want to see you do, like that shit.
But remember, this, he wasn't getting sexual. He wasn't getting sexual.
Mm.
He was just saying that, look, I don't want to be your fucking friend. I'm not a nice guy. I'm the villain. Okay, how many times have you ever seen those movies where the villain, like the hero or something, is about to, like, go into the pot of whatever the fuck, right? And the villain's like,
yeah.
Well, let me tell you the plan, since you're not going to be able to stop me. I'm going to take, and I'm going to take this thing, and I'm going to blow this up, and I'm going to get away with it. You know, they actually are telling you the plan, right? You can't stop me. I'm going to go. Now, in the movies, you know, they find a way, let me reach my belt, and they get out and save the day type shit. But if you notice, all the villains are bold enough to tell the other the people trying to stop them, this is what the fuck I'm going to do. You ain't going to stop me. You see what I'm saying? Versus the villain going to the hero is like, excuse me, villain. Hero, is it okay if I destroy the building? You see what I'm saying? Two total different thoughts there. So what I'm saying is that he's in control right now. She's enjoying the banter. You want to know why? Because the guy, you can tell the guys before him were boring as fuck. See, most guys like him before I caught him on that shit would have said, well, let's just go on a date and get some ice cream. Let's just go hang out. Basic loser. But winners don't just say, let's just go get some ice cream. I'm going to be the villain and tell you why I want to do the ice cream, because that's going to give me a chance to kiss you. Why I have a good time when you're going out, because that gives you a chance to miss me. Why we're going to go to the gun range, because that's going to give me an opportunity to have you cook for me. I am the villain.
It's hard, like, discerning like what's hero and what's villain, because like I always been the hero type shit, so I don't really got like
don't be a hero, be the heroic villain. Don't be the hero, dude. Stop being the hero. And Angelo, I will answer that. Angelo, the statement you made is a false statement. I will correct you in 1 second, Angelo. I will correct this statement. It's a false statement. I'll correct it. But but any other questions you got, my brother?
No, I'll call back if I got some more questions.
All right. Thank you, brother. Great call, man. Great call, man. We'll throw you back in, and I appreciate it. All right. Thank you, brother. Great call. Okay, so Angelo says, and let me read this because he's wrong, and I will happily correct him. He said, only a few men will make the game, and Steve said it himself. Not everyone can make it as a man in the game. The game was designed for a few people to win, not for everyone, because most are meant to lose. No, that's not true, young man. You got it wrong, okay? It's not that most men or people lose, sir, okay? It's that everything you're doing is a choice. Most of you choose not to work on who you are. Most of you choose not to build anything in your mind. Everything you're saying is based on, here's where you're wrong. The reason you're right but wrong is because you're trying to make it seem like you can't be a man. No, you choose not to be a man. You choose not to find a mentor. You choose not to learn from somebody else. You choose to go to YouTube and listen to all that bullshit theory. You choose to make excuses. You choose to be a victim. You choose to blame people. You choose that. So this is why you're 1,000,000% right, but on the other hand, you're 1,000,000% wrong. Because your problem is you feel that you can't do it. No, you choose not to do it, and that's why you're not going to do it. The statement you're saying is absolutely right, because the ones that are men choose to do it. The ones that are men have mentors that train them. You do coaching. You learn things. You grow. See, this is the problem with y'all. You're right. And this is why guys like you will never win, because you've already got a setup. You already got a setup excuse. But you have got to make the choice. You have got to make the choice. And if you don't make the choice to want to be great, then it's on you. It's not up to the man. Boxing, I'm not going to answer that question because if you listen to me, you already know the answer. I'm getting back to this guy. Here's what I'm saying to you, A-Dog. It's not that you're meant to lose. That's not. See, this is what's crazy. You're not meant to lose. No, this is not about a lottery. Because what you don't understand, most people that win the lottery give the money back. They don't save the money. They spend and waste the money until they have no more money. So no, this is not a lottery. This comes down, now Angelo, your first problem, you're talking about other men, but I'm going to let that slide. Your problem, Angelo, is that you're making an excuse to why you can't win. Nobody said being a man was a lottery. I never said that. But you just don't have it inside yourself because you're fucking lazy. You're full of fucking excuses, sir. How the fuck are you gonna win when you're thinking that way? Tell me, sir, how the fuck are you gonna learn game? I'm telling your mentality. I'm telling you what you are. You don't want to take responsibility for anything. You want people to feel sorry for you. You always want to complain, bitch, whine, and moan. This is what you are, and there's no knock on you, young man. You're cynical. You think everybody's out to fucking hurt you. You believe that you don't have a shot in all of this shit. This is what the fuck you are. You put yourself down. You're miserable. You feel like you cannot change your circumstances, sir. But this is why you're right. This is why, hey, look, you're right, dog. You're right. This, hey, brother, this ain't for you. Hey, sir, hey, Angelo, I'm telling you, don't waste your time here. Don't waste your time here. Because I'm trying not to protect you from me. I'm trying to protect you from the ravaged dogs that are in the chat room that's about to eat your bitch ass up, and you ain't going to be able to handle that shit. So if I was you, Angelo, don't kick him out. If I was you, Angelo, I'd scurry your little soft ass out this room because the real motherfuckers in this room don't play that shit. So I'm just letting you know. So if you feel that way, then you're right. I agree. Listen to me. I agree with you because you think the world is 2 + 2 = 5, and you're absolutely right. Everything you're saying is right. I'm not going to argue with a fucking fool. The fuck would I do that for? So I'm going to continue. You can stay if you want, but if you stay if you want, you better keep the fucking shit moving. I don't want to hear your bitch ass again. Here we go. Vaughn asked a question. A lot of women prefer men with options. Sir, listen, yeah, Angelo did. Good. Wait, hold on. Good job, Angelo. Take care of yourself, buddy. Good job. Take care, buddy. The best of luck in your endeavors, man. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, Vaughn, here's your problem. You might want to hold Angelo's hand as he's walking out of the door, surface dweller. What the fuck do you mean that a lot of women prefer men with options? What fucking options are you talking about, Vaughn? What are you talking about? What options are you talking about? Please let me know. Because you need to hold Angelo's hand. You need to go with your little butt buddy the way you're talking. Let me know what the fuck you mean by options, surface dweller. What the fuck do you mean? Let me know. Because, hey, Angelo, hold on, Angelo. Your little fucking butt buddy might need his hand held. I know you ain't coming in here with that bitch-ass shit. You need to let me know what options. You need to let me know what options. Talking like a soft-ass motherfucker. Let me know. Let me know. Hold on, Angelo. Hold on. Y'all need to get back up on that mountain and shit. Vaughn and Angelo.
Heaven to spread my wings up on that mountain called Brokeback.
Man, you better get that bitch ass in, man. Yeah, man. Nah, man. Nah, man. You can't look, man. Tell they butt buddies, man. One is crying. The other one talking about options and shit, man. They belong together. You in the wrong motherfucking room. You in the room with wolves and sharks. She'll cake ass out this motherfucker. Anyway, guys, let's get back to the show. All right, I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Class is in session, guys. I got a question. Go ahead and ask. We got you covered. God damn it, man. I'm trying to get to the show with y'all asking questions. All right, let me get to this. Wait, you're saying, I need to leverage to replace him. I'm trying, what the fuck you mean? Leverage what? What are you talking about? You probably ain't going to fuck with this question. But what age you up your mentality, not even female-wise? What? Dude, I started the game when I was 9, dog. I got in the game when I was 9 years old, bro. I was 9. So that was 41 years ago. I'll be 51 in August. So it was like 41 years ago. Got in the game 41 years ago. So that's when I got into the game. I was young, bro. Fucking little lion ass motherfucker. Rawr, little lion. Rawr. All right, so let's get back into it. Y'all got questions? Go ahead and ask, man. We got y'all, man. So what I'm saying to you guys out here is that most of you guys out here, and this kind of goes to these guys out here who feel that they can't win in a game, is because they're not doing any research out there to not stay on top of other people or other women, but to stay on top of themselves. There is the game will always be, oh yeah, shit, August 21st, baby. The game will always be, gentlemen, about the ongoing development that you have got to do all your life. And you guys are not even working on yourselves to develop yourselves, okay? Y'all guys don't see the game this way. And this is why I'm talking to you guys with love, man. This is why I got y'all covered, man. This is why I'm trying to get y'all to see. Because all of it, listen, everything that you're learning here, gentlemen, and I can only speak to what we do here. Everything I'm trying to show you is always going to come down to something simple. And it's this simple. Excuse me. It's going to come down to your fucking mindset to stand straight even in the changing conditions and circumstances that might come your motherfucking way. That means I am me in the summer, winter, spring, and fall. I am me in the rain, in the wind, in the storm. I am still me. I am me whether I have a woman by my side or I don't have one by my motherfucking side. None of those things define me. But see, this is why most of you guys will never win, because none of you motherfuckers are ever asking yourselves the kind of questions you need to ask yourselves to start winning this game. And to start thinking more mind, more me. You are not even sitting here trying to figure out what pathway you're going to take for you in your mind. You're not even discussing that with yourselves. You just want to know how you could get better with women. Shame on you. What are the details that you need in order to get what you want? Are you willing to work when you cannot work anymore? Are you willing to get off of your lazy fucking ass and sacrifice your family, your church, your friends, and everything in the world for you? And if you can't do that, then you ain't ready for this game. you ain't ready for this. Because if you ain't ready to sacrifice, then you ain't ready for the game, son. All right, let's see something real quick. All right, we good. That's what I'm saying for you guys. Most of you guys are not willing to sacrifice anything. You won't sacrifice your time. You won't sacrifice even money. You know what's so crazy is you would be willing to go out for a stand in line for a $400 pair of Jordans or LeBron James, but you won't even spend a nickel on learning your fucking self. The only way you will learn game is by a mentor who's going to help you better understand that you have got to divide your wants from your fucking needs when it comes to who the fuck you are. To show you that you need this, some, you got to be something greater and better than the surface that you're on. And until you can clearly understand it, you will always get lost and confused in it. Because you cannot do it yourself. And to think you can is why most of you lose. Because we're all here to show you need a mentor. Because guess what? I had a mentor. I am not ashamed. I have a mentor. I still got the motherfucker around. But your mentor forces you to take time to study yourself, to study not the trends of the world, but your trends in that world. Not the impact of people today on how you can impact yourself to impact anybody in front of you. That's what we're talking about. Giving you assurances and self-confidence that you need to make the right fucking moves and the right decisions when something is coming your motherfucking way. And guess what that is? Change is coming your way. Time is changing. Days are changing. Fucking months are changing. Weather is changing. You stay the fucking same. You do not change for the outside world. You change for the man within. But it is through a mentor you are able to make certain decisions, gentlemen. You make decisions. You've got to make these decisions. Nobody can make these things for you, gentlemen. No matter how bad you want them to, nobody can. But the decision that you must make is, what do I invest in? Do I keep investing and wasting my fucking time just going to a YouTube and just watching shit from the sideline? Or do I find a motherfucking mentor that get in the goddamn game? Because your choice is going to have an advantage and it's going to have a disadvantage. The disadvantage is you'll always be a slave to whatever you're fucking watching when you don't break the chains yourself. The advantage is you become untouchable. Women start to want you. Guys want to be around you, and you get to live the life no matter how much fucking money you have in your goddamn bank account. But the choice is yours. Nobody's supposed to force you to do that. Do you want to continue to be what someone else wants you to be? Do you want to sit in line and wait for the next goofy-ass word that somebody conjures up? Or do you want to create your own goddamn words for your fucking self? This is all about you. This is all about how you service the woman because they buy into you. The value that you have to distinguish yourself from every fucking body out there. To be the top competition in the dating marketplace where she has a demand of you and not you for her. Committed to who you are, what you are, and why you are, gentlemen. All of these things are why the game is so important. Guys, we're gonna do like 24 more minutes. 36. Yeah, 36 doing the math. Yeah, so we got to do like 24 more minutes. But this is all your choice. If this isn't right for you, then get out. Sit on the sidelines and just watch these videos. And even with mine too, why waste your time? It's not going to help you. The game will always be built on your skills, your strength, your ambition, your strategies. All these things are yours. Your structure, your environment, your culture, how you do you. But until you can see that, you will never see it on your own. Do y'all guys actually think that you could conjure up this kind of game on your own? You can't even say hi to a fucking woman. Your mentor, me, in this case here, is my job, is to show you how to access you to grab all the information possible on you. Because the better you know yourself, the better you can change the circumstances and the conditions of a woman that is right in front of you. Because your foundation is built on something she can't fucking break. But one cannot see that when one chooses not to be a student of the game. Because all most of you guys are doing is just taking useless notes. All you guys are taking useless notes. That means you guys out here are just writing shit down to write shit down. What a waste of your time. Fake, false writing notes. Instead of writing things to expand your horizon, to connect with yourself, to know your knowledge of yourself, know information on yourself, be self-serving to yourself, to focus all your attention on how you move as a man, how you talk to people, how you think around people, gentlemen. But you cannot learn this sitting on the sideline. How you network with yourself. But y'all just want to say the world is out there. I can't make it, poor me. You don't even take time to review and look at your fucking progress because you're not making any progress. Because you're not getting off your lazy fucking ass and come up with an idea of how you motherfucking move, man. I'm telling y'all guys out here. They've always showed you on TV. All these motherfuckers have admitted that, like, one of the things that I love to watch that was that connected me to all this. When I was young, they used to have this thing called Kung Fu Theater and Black Belt Theater. So I love, I'm a Shaw Brothers nerd like a motherfucker. I don't care if it was Kid with the Golden Arm, the Five Deadly Venoms. I don't give a fuck what it is. All those Shaw Brother movies I love the most. Why? Because in order for the student to learn, the student must humble himself and be teachable. Because the student always comes in with judgmental thinking. I don't want to listen to this motherfucker. What can this motherfucker teach me until he learns it? And once he learns it, he humbles himself to his master and his mentor. That's what I keep trying to tell you guys. Even in Kill Bill, they went back to the mentor, even though one of the motherfuckers killed the sensei, but they still went back. Because your mentor is not going to force you to do the fucked up thing y'all doing. Most of you guys give yourselves reviews every 4, 5, 6 years. Your mentor is going to force you to review your fucking self every goddamn night. to can see how you are conducting yourself to yourself. So you can learn from your fucking mistakes to help you understand yourself, your weaknesses, and your strengths, and also assist you in planning on what actions you're going to take to fix the shit that you're weak on. That's game. That's the beauty of game. But one cannot see that when one believes that he doesn't have a chance. Everyone, listen to me. You all have a chance. You just make a choice. That's all, man. That's all it is. Because there's no critical moments in your life or no sense of urgency to say, I got to get this shit done. I can't wait on this shit. I'm sick of fucking waiting. I mean, God damn it, dog. We're starting in a few days. We'll be in 7 months of the year. A mentor like me does for any of you that are wanting to be students is that I am trying not to get you to be me. I'm trying to get you to gain some insight and understanding of yourself to better help you adjust your motherfucking ass when you are in a situation. Hold on, let me bring in 917 real quick. 917, sir, what's your question, man? How can I help you?
Yo, I just want to say y'all one of the best channels in the game right now. Keep on doing your thing, homie.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Do you have any other questions, brother, or anything? I appreciate the love, man. You have any questions?
That's it, bro.
All right. Thank you, man. Stand up, man. Thank you. I appreciate that, brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words. As I was saying before, listen, I want you to win. This is the moment in the time where you can – women are starving for men. Starving for men. Starving for us. They're thinking about us. They're fantasizing about us. I don't know. What I'm saying to y'all guys out here, you can't do a process you don't know or understand. You'll never gain insight of something you don't know. You'll never have understanding of yourself because you are only at your edge. You cannot go beyond your edge because your mind will not allow you to go beyond that edge because that your mind has you believing that you can't go beyond your edge. And this is as far as you get. And this is why a lot of you guys are skeptical. This is why a lot of you guys believe it's not fair. You're not going to do anything, but this is it, man. I just got to ask you guys a simple question. Thank you, 220 likes. It's amazing to me. What have you guys accomplished since December 31st of last year? Think about all the shit you failed on December 1st. You couldn't even write down all the fucking mistakes that you have made because how can you make a mistake when you ain't doing shit? But I bet you can think about all the difficulties that you've had. You can talk about all your fucking setbacks. You can talk about all the excuses you want to make. You can do that all day, every day. You do that every year. And you expect the world to change for you. What a fucking play. What a joke. What a joke. The game can work for you. But you must really honor the game. You must realize the game is built on an honor system of learning from somebody. I mean, you went to school and you had mentors teach you math, English, social studies, and science, and all through your life. Even some of you guys that go to college, you same thing. Your professors teach you. If you go to a job, you are taught or trained on a specific thing. But when it comes to women, you think that you ain't got a shot. You don't have a shot until you get around someone that can show you you have a shot. It's up to you, man. Nobody is going to stop you from that. And that's why I say for those guys, man, that you can't change somebody's mind when they are grounded, when they're rooted in, they just can't win. You can't help those guys. But you can't feel sorry for those guys either. You got to charge that to the game. Hey, it's done. I love you, but I got to move the fuck on. I can't have you hold me back. I got to move on. Mom, dad, I love you, but I got to move on. Pastor, marketing team, y'all are cool with me, but I got to move on. I don't mind listening to all you things out there, but why am I not listening to me first? Because I never even thought that I could listen to me. I thought I had to listen to all you motherfuckers tell me what the fuck I should be in your eyes. Why can't I be what I want to be in my eyes? It's amazing. It is truly, utterly amazing. Guys, you got any questions, go ahead and ask. We will chop it up and wrap things up. If you got any other questions, y'all want to call in, y'all can call in right now. We got you covered. Other than that, we will continue to push forward, and we will continue to grow, and we'll continue to do what it is we do best, and that is teach you guys how to be the best men you possibly can when you're ready to become students of the game. But until you're going to become a student of the game, you just got to ask yourself. Nobody tells you the things that we tell you. We're outside of everybody else, but it's at one point you got to realize, think about the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there thought they had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. We want you guys to live every day like it is your last. And until you can do that, you're not going to be able to see your potential. You're not going to be able to grow. And your life will always be the same, okay? All right? It's got to be up to you. It can't be up to me. I cannot force you to grow. I can't make you into me, and that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just saying I know because I know what I am, I know what you can be. You see what I'm saying? That's what I know. And that's why I do what I do, because I will give up on most of you, but I know some of you really want this shit. And some of you are students of the game. And some of you actually do what needs to get done, and you just do it. And for that, my hat is off to you. So for that being said, guys, I appreciate everybody coming in. Guys, we got a show tomorrow with 1950 around 12 East tomorrow. And then we might kick off do another show tomorrow, depending, because I gotta move some shit around. God damn, I got everything all twisted and mangled in here and all this stuff. But shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to all y'all listening. I appreciate all y'all listening, all that other stuff. And we're going to grab that clip called What Can Steve Teach Me About the Game? We're going to grab that little clip and play that, because if y'all can't see how bad this motherfucker is, okay, it just is. Well, Brian, he didn't get the call. I didn't get a call from him. I don't know. I got to do coaching with the guy, so I don't know. But, yeah, so maybe he stopped. I don't know what he did. But we got 225 likes. I want to say I appreciate all you guys, man. Appreciate all you guys, man. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, man. Get at me when you can. We will see y'all tomorrow, but I will upload that clip right now. So we'll take that. We'll put this up and also put that clip up. But hold on, let me grab this call real quick. 772, what's your question? Why do you call it the last fucking minute? What's your question, 772?
I'm sorry. I just had a question because you're on the topic about, like, just developing as a man. I'm in high school. I'm going into my senior year of high school. And, I got aspirations for sports and by taking it far with that. And I came out of a relationship that really fucked with my mind and with my mental health.
All right,
heart.
Fix your fucking phone, dude. I can't hear you, dude. Fix your fucking phone. You sound like you got the phone in your mouth. What's your question, brother?
My question is, should I just, like, in order to be a student of the game the way you talk about it, should I just focus on what I'm supposed to do for myself and kind of forget about, like, winning forget about, like, trying to actually...
Brother, if your focus is at level 2, what answer do you think you're going to get? Level 2 answers or level 10 answers?
Level 2.
Right. And that's the problem. You can't solve it yourself. The only way you can solve this is getting a mentor to push you beyond the level that you're on. or all you're going to do is just keep going around in circles and keep failing, brother. This is the problem with you. You're trying to solve something that you cannot solve on your own. Because your mindset only has you, listen to what you say, give up on women, give up on what else? Give up on women and give up on what else?
Just anything, like, because my mindset is that if I
give
try to go
what?
And get women.
I don't want to stop. Give up on what? You say give up on women and give up on what else?
Nothing.
So just give up on women. So that's the problem. What fucking lion gives up on a zebra? You know what? I'm not going to eat any more zebras today. You know what? I can't catch, because I can't catch that one zebra. I'm going to give up on all zebras all together. And I'm going to chase something else. You see how fucking crazy and idiotic that sounds, young man? What does women got to do with, what does women have to do with you? Why would you give up on something that you want to get at?
Well, I didn't know if, like, fucking just focusing on the
but
shit I need to do for myself.
Need, that's why you need a coach or a mentor to show you this shit. He's going to ask you thinking questions that go beyond your thought. You don't give up on the goddamn women. You control yourself to control the women. Why the fuck would you give up on the women? What, you want to just take in men?
No.
Then why give up on the women?
You're right.
No, it's not about right or wrong. It's not about right or wrong. It's about what is. This is not, I'm not here to say right or wrong, because at that point it's a judgment. I'm just telling you what is. If you want to give up on women, then that's what you weak motherfuckers do, because you think that's going to make you better. Giving up on something that you want to talk to. Why would you give up on women? What does a woman do to make you want to give up on women? Tell me.
What has happened that made me want
to
give up?
No, what have they done to make you give up on women? They had to do something. You want to give up on women altogether. What the fuck have they done? What, did they break your fucking PlayStation 5? What the fuck have they done?
If I'm going to be real, it's like I was talking to this one, and it's like, I don't know if it's my game or what, but, like, in my opinion, like,
all right, guys, stop. I'm going to show you why it's you. You were talking to her about what?
Nothing. Like, I'm saying, like, I was talking to
you,
her. Not, like,
you were saying
was, like,
about what? If you were talking, you were communicating to her. So what were you talking to her about? And I know what you mean by talking. So that means you're trying to put your thing, your bid in. So what were you talking about?
I said you.
What were you talking to her about?
Just fucking getting closer to her, like linking with her, doing shit with her.
Yeah, like get closer to her to do what? Link with her to do what? Get closer to her to do what?
What I wanted was the fuck. What she wanted was to, like, chill and shit.
Right, okay. Okay. I want you to think for a second. Why didn't she give you the pussy?
I guess because I just didn't create, like...
No, you did not about creating. What is the judgment you placed on her? What did you say she was without telling her? What did you call her without telling her? You told her she was a slut, a whore. She was a slut, a whore, and she ain't shit. That's what you told her without even telling her, and that's why she ain't fucking with you like that. And you don't even realize what you're doing.
Well, I believe that. I don't know how I did that, though. Like, I don't know how to, like,
if
not.
If she has morals and values and she doesn't trust you to give her body to you, and all you're doing is bugging her about fucking, what are you saying about her, son?
That makes sense. I guess that is it.
No, that makes sense. I'm asking you. She is not ready to give herself to you, but yet you keep persisting to fuck. So what are you saying she is? Nothing but a piece of whore trash. That's all you're saying she is. You're not even respecting what she's thinking. She doesn't trust you enough to speak to you.
I thought it was because she didn't, like, want me back in the same way. That was why she didn't want to, you know.
She didn't want you back in the same way. Do you think? Did I not just explain to your fucking ass why she didn't want you the same way? Why would she want to be with someone that made her feel like a slut or feel like trash or made her feel like dirt? She told you she wasn't ready. I'm sure she told you. It wasn't the right time. But what did you keep doing? You keep pushing to fuck when she's telling you I'm not ready to fuck. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So then what are you saying? Desperate, needy, creepy, thirsty as fuck. But also, you're not respecting her fucking boundaries, dude. The reason why she's not giving you anything, because if she gives it to you, you know what you're going to do. You're going to treat her like shit. You're going to tell your friends and all this shit. She ain't going to give it to you, man, because you don't know how to handle it, because you don't know how to handle yourself.
What?
Young man, it is okay to want what you want, but when you want what you want, you have got to understand there's two parties in this whole fucking thing. It's you and them. And you have got to be careful about what you say and do, because everything you say and do is going to do more damage to you when you are not reading between the lines. If she's not ready to give it to you right off, stop fucking asking for it. Because all you're doing is trying to put pressure on her, and you're trying to guilt her into it. That's what you're trying to do. Yeah. You're trying to manipulate the situation.
What should I do instead?
Toss her ass back into the water. Toss her ass back into the water. That's what you should have done. Because you don't want to put your time in her, and you see she's wasting your time. Throw her back into the water. I dismiss you. But the problem is you really can't do that, because everything you're doing is surrounded by pussy. You can't do any man shit when everything you think about is just fucking, young man. You got to stop playing. You're not even playing checkers. You're playing tic-tac-toe to her chess. You got to step up the game in order to get what you want, young man. I'm not here to shame you because you want a woman. I'm saying is that you have to understand that these women do not trust motherfuckers like you. They don't trust you with their body at anything, because all you do is make it about the body. And that's why she doesn't want to give it to you.
Well, the only thing I can think about is that I could have created, like, more of, like, that just showing, like, whatever she said, all right, well, let's do this instead, like, and just did it. Like, I always would have felt bad if we just did something else,
let's
like, instead
what?
Of that.
Wait, let's do what? Do what?
Like, when we talk about Lincoln, and then instead of, like, fucking or something, like, she would be like, well, let's play video games.
The asshole, dumbass. Yeah. Listen, numbnuts, listen. Why do you think she wants to hang out with you? Why do you think that?
I gave her some type of, like, security or attention that made her feel good.
Ass. She wants to see what kind of motherfucker you are. But she sees what you are because all you want to do is fuck. And you can't even stand on being interesting enough where she's like, you know what, I want to give it to this guy. He's smooth. He's interesting. But your one-track, weak, two-level-ass mind thinking, all you want to do is get pussy. And this is why you ain't fucking. And this is why you want to stop worrying about women, because all you think about is fucking women. Versus positioning yourself to realize that, listen, you've got to be able to chisel this shit down, man. Life is not porn. She's not going to just fuck you on general principle, because they're, especially in high school, their morals and rumors and all that other shit, man, they're trying to protect their fucking sanity and shit in high school. One mistake, you're a slut. You see what I'm saying? One fucking false move, you're going to be, and women don't want, they don't want that shit, so they're really cautious, even in college. They're really cautious. Because they got to be careful about you weak motherfuckers that don't know what you're doing.
So I should have just, like, made it interesting. Like, because obviously, like, just fucking wasn't the only thing. Because I was the one that also, like, wanted to push for a relationship and shit. But clearly, like, we
you
both understand
that. You didn't want a relationship. Why you? Listen, you didn't want a relationship. Stop lying. You didn't want a relationship. You wanted a relationship cloaked in fucking. So you were trying to manipulate a situation to and trick her into a relationship to get the pussy. Can we just be honest, sir? Can you stop fucking thinking I'm stupid? So then stop fucking lying to me with this relationship. You didn't want no fucking relationship. And that's the problem with all you surface-dwelling motherfuckers. All you want to do is lie, hide behind a relationship, knowing all you want to do is fuck. And that's why you want to give up on women, because you ain't getting no pussy, because they see you thirsty as fuck. Desperate, needy, thirsty, and weak. And now listen to your weak ass. I ain't gonna give up on women. I give up on women. Because you know this one joint I was trying to get at really wanted to fuck. You know she ain't trying to fuck and shit like that. So I'm gonna give up on women. Listen to how you sound, man.
Well, obviously the people that she'll meet, like after me type shit, will also want to do that with her. But like, how would they make it interesting for her in a way that like she'll want them?
Wait. She going in her senior year now? She going to 12th grade?
Yeah, we still go to the same high school and shit, but we don't talk
No. I'll tell you how it was. Now, see, what you understand is the freshman girls talk to the sophomore boys. The sophomore girls talk to the juniors. The juniors talk to the seniors and college boys. The seniors talk to college boys and grown-ass men. I don't condone the grown-ass men, but that's what they do. They ain't talking to you immature motherfuckers that don't know what you're doing. They're going to move to a higher-ranked guy that knows what he's doing. Not his money, but his mind is more mature than your raggedy-ass mind. So it doesn't matter how many guys do it. Nobody's going to get it, because you know what? She's going to move and find a college boy that knows how to do it right. And he ain't going to rush
it. How do you say he ain't going to rush it? Like, what do they got that I don't?
They're not thirsty, needy, and desperate. There are a lot of them like you in that motherfucker, but there's a few of us around that, chill like a motherfucker. Relax, like the Taekwondos of the world. They chill in the motherfucker. They ain't even sweating the pussy like that, because they know they're going to get it eventually. Because the woman's going to bring it on a silver platter to them, because they've got patience and discipline, because they laced in the game. You ain't got patience and discipline, young man. You're all out of order. You're all out of order. Listen to you. You're ready to get up on women, dog. You are all out of order, son.
The only reason I said that was because, like, I thought I needed to find it within myself and then go and talk to women after that shit.
Find
but
what within
I don't
you
know.
Find a loser. You have found the loser in yourself. You're never going to be a winner. Look at you. You're a loser right now, young man. You're a winner in school, yes, but when it comes to game, you ain't got no fucking game. Look how you talk, desperate, running behind women, thirsty, hiding behind what man says, I want to give you a relationship and he just wants to fuck. Come on, dude. You killing yourself, man. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, you're telling me about patience and discipline, and like, just like you said, that they were the ones that, like, the other people are the one, like the college age niggas is the one that's going to know that they get it.
Not all of them, but some of them realize, whoa, I did it all wrong. Instead of running after his little Susie ass all damn day in high school, I need to step back, chill, learn some game, and realize that I put myself in the catbird seat by chilling the fuck out. And the more I chill the fuck out, the more she's going to be interested in me, because I'm the opposite of the 98% of them motherfuckers out there.
I'm the 98%?
You goddamn right you're the 98%.
So what's the first thing I should do to, like, step into that realm of that 2 or 1%, like, in being patient and disciplined?
Go get your puzzle pieces.
Just keep watching your.
You better go get. Your, I just told you. I just told you. Go get your puzzle pieces.
How do I do that?
I don't know. By fucking going to the store and getting your puzzle pieces. How the fuck do you think? How else you gonna get it? Magically wink your eyes or some shit?
I don't understand, like, what you mean by puzzle pieces.
Motherfucker, getting off your lazy ass and going out your fucking door. Get on your goddamn bike and ride to the fucking dollar store or Walmart. What part of getting your fucking puzzle pieces don't you understand? That means to go in that store and buy a fucking puzzle set. What the fuck? What don't you understand?
What's a puzzle set going to do for me?
All right, I'm done. It won't do nothing for you. I'm done. Leave me alone. Get the fuck off. See that? See that, guys? Can't help them. Can't help y'all motherfuckers. See that, guys? See that, guys? Want to know what it's going to do for them, see? Always questioning a motherfucker. What is it going to do? I've got to prove myself to that motherfucker. Are you shit, man? Hung up on that motherfucker, man. Anyway, guys, the Man Mindset, man, we'll see you guys at 12 East tomorrow morning. Well, 12 noon p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ay, just like that, Man Mindset. Gotta come back again, ay, just like that, Man Mindset. Email the Man Mindset at gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
I'm looking for you, I don't have no money. And you're gonna pull that fat ass one again.